You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
It's curtains up on another episode of West of Broadway, a celebration of musical theater in Los Angeles. I'm radio host and theater enthusiast Lara Scott, along with celebrity publicist and theater veteran Will Armstrong.
Hey, Lara.
Yay. Hi, Will. Who are we talking to today?
I'm super excited about today's show because we get to talk one-on-one with the star of Miss Saigon's national tour playing Kim, Emily Bautista.
Let's welcome Emily Bautista to West of Broadway.
Thank you guys for having me.
Okay, you are just so happy and bubbly, but when we saw you on stage at the Pantages not too long ago, you ripped our hearts out.
Uh-huh.
My goodness.
Thank you.
It is an absolute honor.
Mission accomplished.
Yep, every night. No, it is such an honor to talk to you. And we'll just start with the big question. I mean, what is it like playing an iconic character like Kim in Miss Saigon?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's amazing. It's so many emotions all wrapped into one. There's so much pressure that comes along with it. And I think that pressure comes from the duty of portraying this character as honestly and as strong as I can, especially following, I mean, incredible actresses and singers like Leia Salonga and Eva Nobozada. But I actually did get to talk to the two of them and gain some advice. You know, they were so helpful and they cared so much about this character and making sure she was in good hands. And, you know, I think that was a lot of the pressure of it that I put on myself to make sure I told this story as honestly and as powerfully as I could.
What was some of the advice, or maybe one piece of advice that you got from one of them as you were getting ready to take this on?
Sure. So, you know, a big, big thing that I have to remind myself constantly is to take care of myself mentally and physically first, because this, my body, my mental state, it all goes into telling this story. And sometimes, you know, as actors and actresses, we tend to overextend ourselves and push ourselves, which is a good thing, but also to remind ourselves to take a step back and practice self-care and self-compassion. I think that was one of the biggest things that they told me before I hit the road, and I've tried to adapt into my everyday life.
Sure. Absolutely. Emily, okay, I have two things. First, congratulations on landing such an iconic role. I mean, this is like as a checklist of a musical theater performer, like that's one of the great. So, I mean, good for you, and you did not let
Thank
us down.
You.
Like, I mean, it was Aww. You had me on the edge of my seat the entire performance. You had everyone I sat around, like that sat around me, like everyone was just like they hung on your every word. But okay, so here's my question. It's a little in depth, but how do you feel about playing to a house? Like, I mean, I had a 7-year-old sitting behind me eating snacks. Like, is that weird that, like, it is such a, like, an adult in such a serious, heavy topic?
Yeah.
How do you justify or how do you settle that in your head that you're performing this for the masses, like, of all ages and all generations?
Oh, you know, I think, I did the show back in New York on Broadway, and I was one of the bar girls. So I think to introduce myself into this world, I had to do that in front of my own father and my brother.
Okay.
So that kind of buffered it. But I think on a serious note, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's such a powerful story that needs to be told for all ages to hear. It's a part of history that kind of gets shoved under the rug a little bit.
Yeah.
I remember learning in the history class, the war in Vietnam, and
right.
That was it. So I think there's something very important about our show that is a lot for the younger kids. I think we recommend 12 and up,
right.
But But yes, you're absolutely right. Parents bring their children, and it makes me kind of happy because these children are being introduced to history, a part of history, and a part of society that a lot of our morals, a lot of the lessons in our show are still live and present today.
Oh my goodness, you make an amazing point, because here we have a show that takes place in the 70s that originally was introduced to American theater in the 90s, and now here we are in 2019, like traveling the nation, telling the story that touches upon sex workers, it touches upon immigration, it touches upon all the war. Like, these are all things that we are still steeped in, but we as a culture are facing, we have a different opinion of, or the way that we deal with it. How has that affected your performance?
It just puts that much more pressure and that much more, love in my heart and gratitude to be able to do it. I think one of the big messages in our show is that love exists in the most broken of places, that love exists when acceptance, doesn't, it beats that out. I think today, in our world today, I remember when we were starting rehearsals, it was, you turn on the news and it was children in cages.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy, but it's happening today in a different setting, but the same tragedies.
Right. Well, Lara and I, like, it seems like every time we do one of these shows and we talk about a show, like a classic Broadway show, it still rings true, and you can still find a narrative that speaks to exactly what's going on right now, and lessons that we can learn that are set to music and set to beautiful stories with incredible artists telling those tales. It's just really amazing and mind-blowing.
Thank you. Yeah, I think there's a lot of relevance in our show that lives on today, and hopefully audience members will come and maybe leave with a different mindset or a more open heart.
And within the show, there's so many iconic songs, and we heard people around us singing. Do you have a favorite song? Will, I can always see his face like when somebody's doing that. Like, oh. Do you have a favorite song that you get to sing every night when you do the show?
Oh, I love that. Because sometimes we do on stage hear people singing along, and it makes my whole heart smile. But I think my favorite song, it's a song in a scene, the nightmare scene. I just, I love the orchestrations behind it. I remember being on the school bus in high school and listening to that particular song over and over and over again and having to quiet my mouth so I didn't sing along. But it's just such an intense and epic scene where the orchestra, the cast, the crew come together and display the final evacuation out of Saigon, and the music written that Claude Michel Schoenberg and Alain Boubile wrote to underscore it and tell that story is just, it's so epic. It's so iconic.
Absolutely. I feel like we had a very similar high school experience, because that was me as well.
I love it.
But yeah, no, one of the other things that I walked away with was the talent that was in your cast. They just seem so incredibly talented and beautiful. And are they as amazing backstage? Like, is it this family that you get to travel the country with?
Absolutely. I mean, it was just, I think there's a lot of pressure going into a tour just because of the lifestyle we live. We eat, we work, we live in the same place as, everyone we work with. And this is kind of becomes our own world. But the first day of rehearsals, the amount of hugs, the amount of smiles around that room has lasted all 12 months that we've been on the road. So it's just been incredible, and a completely supportive cast. And I think this show wouldn't survive without that positivity and that support.
Yeah,
we're so excited to come. We start Tuesday in with you guys in Costa Mesa. So we are so excited. I've had a lot of friends play it, and they're just so excited.
That's fantastic.
I hope you get a chance to go to Disneyland. Are you going to get to do any of the fun local things while you're here, maybe?
I think so. We have what we call a golden day, which is the day we have off, because on tours we normally travel on that day off. But since we're with you guys, I think, for 2 weeks, we get that Monday, so I think we're going to hit Disneyland, which will
be a lot of fun.
Fantastic.
Please post to Instagram so we can live vicariously.
You got it.
That's awesome. And Evelyn, where can everyone keep up with you?
Sure. So I think my most used social media outlet is Instagram, and I am at @EM_BAUTISTA
Perfect.
Wonderful. Well, we're excited to welcome you and the entire cast and crew, the orchestra, everybody of Miss Saigon to Sagerstrom Center for the Arts in Costa Mesa. This is a show not to be missed. Mm-mm. Emily, I mean, I have goosebumps just thinking about seeing you on stage as Kim. Thank you for what you give every night, and we appreciate you so much. Thank you for joining us on West of Broadway.
Yay!
Well, thank you. Thank you guys for having me. I've
loved this. So. Oh, my goodness. You're wonderful, and enjoy your time here, and thank you so much. Hopefully, we'll get to talk to you again.
Yes, I would love that. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Emily.
Take care.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
And obviously, Will and I love the shows that we talk about on West of Broadway. Otherwise, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be talking about them. But this one, Miss Saigon, is one. Do not miss it here in Orange County or wherever you're listening to this. Check and see if it's going to be playing somewhere near you soon. And you can always reach us. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Lara Scott Media.
And I'm Will Armstrong, PR, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
And if you're looking for us, you can find us
just west of Broadway.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.